This is the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today we cover Chapter 4 of Publication 5653, the IRS Cost Segregation Audit Techniques Guide, specifically the part that lists the 13 principal elements of a quality study. Think of this as the IRS examiner's grading rubric. When an agent reviews a cost segregation study, this is the checklist they use. Let me go through all 13. Element 1, an expert preparer. The study should be prepared by someone with real knowledge of construction, engineering, and tax law. A credentialed engineer or cost segregation specialist, not just a spreadsheet. Element 2, a detailed methodology. The study should explain exactly how it was done, what approach was used, what sources were consulted, how components were identified and priced. Element 3, appropriate documentation. The study should be supported by actual records, invoices, contracts, construction drawings, change orders. The more original documentation, the stronger the study. Element 4, interviews. The preparer should talk to people who know the property, contractors, architects, or the property owner. These conversations add context that paper records alone may not capture. Element 5, common nomenclature. The study should use standard terms that any engineer or examiner can follow, not made-up labels or vague descriptions, real, recognized asset names. Element 6, standard numbering. Assets should be numbered consistently so they can be tracked from the takeoff through the final report. Element 7, legal analysis. The study should explain the legal authority for each classification. Why does this component belong in the 5-year class? Which case or ruling supports it? The legal section is what connects the engineering work to the tax result. Element 8, unit costs and engineering takeoffs. The study should show the actual cost per unit for each component. A lighting fixture is priced at so many dollars per fixture installed. The takeoff shows how many there are and where they are located. Element 9, asset lists and groups. The study should present organized lists of assets grouped by class life so the examiner can follow the numbers from beginning to end. Element 10, reconciliation to actual costs. The total of all components in the study should reconcile to the original cost paid for the property. If the numbers do not add up, that is a red flag. Element 11, indirect cost treatment. Indirect costs are things like architect fees, engineering fees, and project management. The study should address how those were allocated among the assets. Element 12, a Section 1245 property list. This is a list of personal property, the components reclassified out of the 39-year building class. It should be clear and complete. Element 13, related issues. The study should flag anything connected to the depreciation changes, like a required accounting method change, Section 263, a cost capitalization for self-constructed assets, or whether sampling was used. Now, why do all 13 matter? Because Chapter 5 of this same guide tells examiners to measure every study against this list during risk analysis. A study that satisfies all 13 is described by the IRS as lower risk. A study with gaps is described as higher risk, and that is where examiner time gets focused. When we prepare your study, we build it to satisfy every element on this list. That is not extra work. That is the work. Every piece of documentation we gather, every asset we name, every cost we tie to an invoice, that all maps to one of these elements. The study is stronger because of it, and so is your position if the IRS ever looks. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how each part of your report connects to this checklist, take a look at the authority library in your study.